you ready?
Now that was a Sunday night football game. Mike Randall back with you. Sunday night FTN Fantasy Football Podcast, coming off the thrilling win from the Lions. Field goal as time expires on the road against the Texans. Big 19-point comeback win for the Lions. They just keep rolling. And as always, folks, thanks for joining us here. Sunday night, we go around the entire league, giving you all the fantasy football takes that you need, critical information that you can use to get you ready for Week 11. As always, sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code FTN. You get up to a $1,000 match bonus. Still, if your fantasy team is struggling or you're battling, you think you're out of the playoffs, run on over to Underdog. Use that promo code FTN and get to a $1,000 match bonus. You're not going to be disappointed. So many great contests you can play over there. And make sure you join us here if you're just listening for the first time at FTNFantasy.com. So many different packages, bets, DFS, data, fantasy, anything you could want, we have you covered here. But without further ado, let's get into the recap of Week 10. Starting on Thursday with an awesome game, Ravens 35, Bengals 34. Joe Burrow, 428 passing yards and four touchdowns for the Bengals in a losing effort. Ja'Marr Chase went absolutely nuclear. I feel silly ranking him as the number two wide receiver this week, put him behind Justin Jefferson and instead of number one. Jeff had a number one, of course. Great move by him as always. Chase, 11 receptions on 17 targets, 264 yards, three big touchdowns. The wide receiver won for the week. Chase Brown also really solid, 42 rushing yards, 52 receiving yards, nine receptions, and had the one touchdown on the ground. Tanner Hudson got the tight end touchdown, not Mike Gesicki. Six receptions, 42 yards, and a touchdown. For Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, solid as always. 290 yards, four touchdowns on the ground, 33 rushing yards. He was great as well. Derrick Henry, only 68 yards, but did get in a touchdown. He is one of two players who have scored each and every week this year, either through the air or on the ground. He is one. Kyren Williams of the Rams is the other. Tyron Wallace only had three targets, but he made them count. Three receptions, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Mark Andrews really starting to come alive here for the Ravens over the last few weeks. Six receptions, 68 yards, and a touchdown. Rashad Bateman had the other touchdown. Zay Flowers, only four receptions, 34 yards. But it was a great game, a great Thursday night game. 35-34, Ravens now 7-3, 4-1 at home. Bengals still fighting, but dropped to 4-6 on the season. First game over today in Germany. This is the last game overseas. This one was in Munich. The Panthers beat the Giants 20-17. Panthers now 3-7, Giants 2-8. Bryce Young looking okay, 126 passing yards, one touchdown, also had 30 rushing yards. Okay day, given that Bryce Young has struggled lately. Chuba Hubbard is going nowhere. Jonathan Brooks not active in this game. Chuba Hubbard, 153 rushing yards, one touchdown on the ground, caught four passes for 16 also. Just played incredibly well. He's been super consistent. His role is solid. Jonathan Brooks going to be worked in, but Chuba Hubbard has been great this year. Jalen Coker, three receptions, 41 yards, led the Panthers for a depleted receiving core. Xavier Leggett, three catches, 40 yards. One touchdown went to Jatavion Sanders. Jatavion Sanders is worth a look because he almost got a second touchdown today, especially with this receiving core being so depleted. Two receptions, 8 yards, but got the score. For the Giants, Daniel Jones, just brutal. 190 yards, two interceptions. You know, the problem with Daniel Jones is when he was signed to this four-year contract, he was coming off a pretty good year. The problem is you have to decide whether you're going to cut ties with a player when they play well and when you're going to re-sign them or give them more opportunities when they're not playing well. That's what defines good to great organizations, and they made a mistake with Daniel Jones. Tyrone Tracy, 103 yards on the ground, one touchdown. Did have a critical fumble, though. Had two fumbles in the game but lost one, which was absolutely critical. Set the Panthers up here for the win. Wandell Robinson, 5 for 51. Malik Nabers, 6 for 50. He did have 10 targets, but a lot of them were offline because of Jones. Devin Singletary, not much in this game. Panthers win. This one surprised me. Patriots 19, Bears 3. I know Caleb Williams was banged up, but what was surprising at the Bears defense struggled with the Patriots. 184 yards for Drake May, one touchdown, one interception. Ramondre Stevenson, 74 yards on the ground, but he only got sacked once, Drake May. And this Bears defense, given the limitations on offense with Williams being banged up, they should have been able to generate more pressure. And I'm also surprised that the Bears offense couldn't move this against the Patriot team, a Patriot defense that has struggled. Looked like the Patriot defense from last year today for the first time in a long time. Austin Hooper, 3 for 64. Demario Douglas, 4 for 50. Kayshon Boutte, 4 for 47. Not much. Hunter Henry only 1 for 14. So there wasn't a lot of big plays here, but they couldn't generate the pressure or get the necessary turnovers. Only had the one interception on Drake May. For Chicago, Caleb Williams, horrific. 120 passing yards, no touchdowns, 2 rushes for 15 yards. DeAndre Swift couldn't get anything going on a Patriots run defense that is among the bottom three in rush defense DVOA this year per Aaron Schatz here at FTN. Keenan Allen, 5 for 44. DJ Moore, 3 for 24. Roma Dunze, 3 for 23. Cole Kmet, nothing, 2 for 13. They just couldn't get the offense going. Hats off to the Patriots with a great defensive plan. But the Bears at home, this was surprising. 19-3. Patriots now 3-7. Bears fall to 4-5. First loss at home this year for Chicago, now 4-1 at home. Bills jumped on the Colts right away, got a turnover, which was a pick six to start the game, and they never looked back. Bills beat the Colts in Indianapolis 30-20. Josh Allen, 280 yards, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns through the air, but he did get one on the ground with 50 yards. James Cook added a touchdown, 80 yards, 1 touchdown for him. Mack Hollins led the Buffalo receivers. Remember, no Keon Coleman in this game, no Amari Cooper, both were out. Mack Hollins, 4 for 86. Khalil Shakir, a respectable 6 for 58. Dalton Kincaid, 2 for 24. One of the most ridiculous preseason thoughts was that the Bills were going to run their offense through Dalton Kincaid. Dalton Kincaid had a really good year last year. He is not the focal point of your offense. This is not Travis Kelce. And even Travis Kelce, when Tyreek Hill there, wasn't the focus. You're not going to run your offense through a tight end. Dalton Kincaid, very disappointing for fantasy owners. For Indianapolis, Joe Flacco, 3 interceptions, came back down to earth. Did have 2 touchdowns, keep it line respectable, 272 passing yards. Jonathan Taylor, big game, 114 yards on the ground, 2 receptions for 8 yards, but no touchdowns for him. Yeah, Alec Pierce just performs. Every game he gets a chance, he gets targets. 7 targets, 4 receptions, 81 yards, and the only touchdown. Josh Downs, very solid, also 7 for 72. A.D. Mitchell played well. This is no Michael Pittman this game, 6 for 71. When A.D. Mitchell is on the field and Pittman's out, he does very, very well. And that was it. Colts go down. They're now 4-6. Bills win 30-20. Bills find a way. They're 8-2. 8-2 overall win in Indianapolis. Boy, the Chiefs just keep escaping every single week. They are still undefeated. The last undefeated team in the NFL, 9-0. Chiefs win 16-14 over the Broncos. Broncos with a brilliant game plan like I thought they would have and had a chance to win it with a field goal as time expired, but the Chiefs blocked it. Bo Nix, 22 of 30, great job, 215, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no turnovers for him. Audric Estime, take note of this, seems to have taken the lead role from Javonte Williams, and Sean Payton hinted at this, and he delivered. One of the few times a coach said something, and it actually delivered. 14 carries, 53 yards, he led the way. Jaleel McLaughlin, 2 for 12, Javonte Williams, 1 carry, 1 yard. 2 receptions, 6 yards for Javonte, but they gave Estime a shot here, and he did okay against a tough run defense for Kansas City. Cortland Sutton really delivering 6 for 70 and a touchdown. Devon Vele, 4 for 39 and a touchdown. Broncos play well, should have won the game. Got 4 sacks on Patrick Mahomes, really should have won this game. On the other side, Mahomes, 266, 1 touchdown. Not a lot, but again, he does what he needs to do to win the game. The only passing touchdown did go to Travis Kelce, though. 12 targets for Kelce, 10 targets for Hunt. DeAndre Hopkins, as I thought, was held down a little bit because of Patrick Surtain. That's what I thought would happen, and it did. Hunt, 7 receptions, 65 yards. He led the way. Kelce was 8 for 64 in touchdown. Hopkins only 4 for 56. Kareem Hunt, 14 for 35 on the ground. Denver defense showed up and did everything they could to win this game. They should have won this game, but the field goal gets blocked at the end. Kansas City, 9-0, 5-0 at home. Broncos, 5-5, playing very well. Very competitive here with Sean Payton. 3-3 away, 16-14, Chiefs survive, beat the Broncos. Saints get a win in their rivalry game against the Falcons for new head coach Darren Rizzi. Saints 20, Falcons 17. Derek Carr, solid, 16-25, 269, 2 touchdowns, both to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. That's what they went to. 3 receptions, 109 yards. Alvin Kamara, good. Falcons always hold him down, always do a good job with him. 55 yards on the ground, 5 receptions, 54 yards, no touchdowns for him. Taysom Hill, 14 rushing yards. Taysom Hill, 2 catches, 36 yards. Really solid game for a Saints team that was very shorthanded. Obviously, no Rashid Shaheed, no Chris Olave. He was out. Great win for them. On the other side, they pressured Cousins. They got an interception on Cousins. They got 3 sacks on Kirk Cousins. 3 of 6 passing yards for Cousins. No touchdowns. Bijan Robinson, big game. 20 carries, 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. There was a series early in this game where Tyler Algier got 3 straight goal line carries and couldn't get in, and then Bijan took it in on 4th down. I don't know if that's a changing of the guard. Maybe it should be. Bijan got it in for them there, had two touchdowns. Drake London, despite coming in the game a little limited, we're unsure, 8 for 97 on 12 targets. Now, Darnell Mooney, also good, 5 for 96 on 10 targets. Kyle Pitts just 4 for 55. Big win for the Saints. Remember, Saints were 2-0 to start the year, and then lost 7 in a row, and they finally got back on the winning track, 3-7 now, 20-17 over the Falcons. Falcons are up to 6-4. Niners were in a battle with the Buccaneers. They fought hard, and they got through it and got the win, 23-20 at Tampa Bay. Brock Purdy, 353 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 to Ricky Pearsall, great to see, 1 to George Kittle. Christian McCaffrey, first game back, struggled against the Tampa Bay run defense, which is solid. 13 carries, 39 yards, but through the air had 6 for 68, including a 30-yard reception, so he certainly looked good. Debo Samuel, not much, 5 for 62, was okay, 14 yards on the ground. It is McCaffrey's backfield, Jordan Mason, 1 carry. Isaac Arendo, 1 carry. So this is Christian McCaffrey's backfield, just to make it clear. Ricky Pearsall, 4 for 73 in the touchdown. Juwan Jennings led the way, actually, 11 targets, 7 for 93 for him. For Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield, 116 yards, 1 touchdown. Niners defense played well all game, sacked him twice, forced 3 fumbles but didn't recover any. Bucky Irving looked much better than Rashad White, 13 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown. Also caught 3 passes through the air, 14. White more involved in the passing game. He's actually the leading receiver. 6 receptions, 39 yards, not a lot of passing yards here for Baker. 1 touchdown, KDOT in a solid 5 for 35. Tampa Bay goes down. They're now 4-6. Niners win 23-20 on the road, 5-4. Critical win for the Niners. Steelers come from behind for my money line pick. 2 weeks in a row, hit the money line last week with the Panthers, the only underdog to win. And this week, hit it with the Steelers. They went on the road 28-27 at Washington. They come back big. They needed this. They needed to score 14 straight points, and they did to get the victory. Russell Wilson looked good. 195 yards, 3 touchdowns, only 1 interception. 1 touchdown to George Pickens early in the game. 1 touchdown late to Mike Williams. It was Mike Williams' only catch of the game, 32-yard touchdown pass to give them the lead. The other one to Pat Freiermuth. Jaylen Warren, 14 carries, 66 yards, was more efficient than Najee Harris, who had 21 carries, 53 yards, but Najee got the rushing touchdown. But for the other receivers, Jaylen Warren had 2 for 29. Freiermuth only caught 3 passes, but did catch the touchdown. For the Commanders, Jaden Daniels was okay. It wasn't accurate. 17 of 34, 202 yards. Only 5 rushing yards. They stifled him. The touchdowns that they got were on the ground. Austin Eckler had 2. Only had 44 rushing yards, but had 2. Jeremy McNichols had 1 because Brian Robinson was out. Scary Terry McLaurin, solid. 5 for 113. He had 113 of the 202 passing yards, but they really were able to limit the passing attack. Noah Brown, 3 for 33. Zach Ertz, 4 for 31. Commanders look good. Steelers just had a good physical coming off their bye win, 28-27. They got Jaden Daniels a sack 3 times. Steelers now 7-2. Their preseason win total that I put in the FTN Fantasy Discord was 7.5 back in March. They're 7-2 right now. Commanders fall to 7-3. Weird game here. Jaguars defense showed up and almost beat the Vikings, but the Vikings win 12-7. Mac Jones started for Trevor Lawrence, who could be out for the rest of the year, waiting to hear because of a shoulder injury. Mac Jones, 14-22, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He did run one in, but had the 2 interceptions, which wasn't good. Also lost a fumble, so 3 turnovers for Mac Jones with his Vikings defense. Evan Engram led the way, 6 for 40. Breton Strange, 2 for 25, so no luck with Mac Jones getting the ball to his receivers there. Brian Thomas Jr. is banged up in this game, only 2 for 12. Gabe Davis, 1 for 19. Almost got in the end zone on that one, but was a little short. For Minnesota, Sam Darnold's coming back down to earth. You know, these players are going to regress. If you're a veteran player and you get off to a great start, you're going to regress back to what you are. And that's what Sam Darnold is doing. 241 passing yards, 3 interceptions, 3 different interceptions. Only sacked once here, so it wasn't a ton of pressure, but 3 interceptions. Aaron Jones, 17 for 88. He got hurt, came back in the game, though. 13 for 38 for Cam Akers. He is the clear backup. TJ Hockenson back in the mix now for his second game, 8 for 72. Josh Oliver, 4 for 52, so big tight end game. Jaguars did do a good job on Justin Jefferson, only 5 for 48 for him. Jordan Addison, 2 for 25. Jones caught 2 through from the air as well. Vikings, 12-7. Vikings get the win. They need it. 7-2. Jaguars now 2-8, but fought well in this game with Mac Jones under center. Chargers just keep rolling along, beat the Titans. Nice, tidy, 27-17. Justin Herbert, only 164 passing yards, 1 touchdown. The thing that was interesting, and I don't think this should worry fantasy players either, Gus Edwards, first game back, they definitely wanted to get him involved, gave him 10 carries for 55 yards. He got carries on the first drive, and fantasy players were worried. What's happening to J.K. Dobbins? Is he taking over? No, it's just Dobbins has been taking the majority of work all year. You want to work Gus Edwards in. He's healthy now. You want to save Dobbins here a little bit as you go down the stretch. That may not be great for best ball teams, but it's the right move to do for the Chargers. Dobbins himself had more carries. He had 15 carries, so 5 more than Edwards, only 50 yards. Justin Herbert ran one in. He had 32 rushing yards and ran one in. Hassan Haskins vultured the touchdown. It didn't go to Edwards or Dobbins. He got one of the rushing scores. For the receivers, not a lot. Ladd McConkey, only 2 receptions, 52 yards. Josh Palmer, 1 for 36. Will Disley, 5 for 30. Quentin Johnston, 2 for 24, but he did catch the touchdown from Justin Herbert. So it was clearly a run-heavy performance. 39 carries, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground for the Chargers. For the Titans, Will Levis started. Not bad. 18 to 23, 175, 2 passing touchdowns. Both to Calvin Ridley, who has certainly started to get a little more consistent now that DeAndre Hopkins is not on the team. Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard both struggled on the ground. Spears, 7 for 47. Pollard, 9 for 44. Will Levis, most efficient rusher here, 41 yards. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, 3 for 31. That's pretty much it for the Titans. Chargers now 6-3 with a 10-point, 27-17 win over the Titans, who fall to 2-7. Eagles destroy the Cowboys. The Cowboys are going south fast. Will Mike McCarthy make the end of the year? Probably will, but I wouldn't be shocked. Cooper Rush, 13 of 23 for 45 yards. He was replaced by Trey Lance, who at least tried to do something. 4 of 6 for 21 and 1 interception. Couldn't run the ball. Rico Dowdle, 12 for 53. Ezekiel Elliott now off his suspension. He's back with the team. 6 for 22. Lance had 17 yards for the receiver. CeeDee Lamb was blanketed all game long. He had 10 targets, but only 6 receptions for 21 yards. Jake Ferguson, 4 for 24. Just nothing for their offense. For Philly, they got whatever they wanted. Jalen Hurts, 202 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He did fumble as well, so he had an interception and a fumble, but he made up for it because he also ran 2 scores in, 56 rushing yards on the ground. Saquon Barkley, solid, 14 for 66, but they didn't really need him. A.J. Brown, 5 for 109. He had 7 targets. Devonta Smith, 2 for 14. Struggled to get the Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown game together. That's been tough this year. Jahan Dotson, in 1 for 1, had a catch for 27 yards. Dallas Goedert got in the end zone, 2 for 25. It's good to see him get in the touch in the end zone there. Barkley only had 1 reception. Eagles destroyed the Cowboys. They forced 4 fumbles and got them all. They recovered all of those fumbles. 2 by Cooper Rush, 1 by Zeke, 1 by Ferguson. Lance threw an interception. They sacked the quarterbacks 3 times. A destruction. Eagles win 34-6, destroyed the Cowboys. Eagles now 7-2, Cowboys 3-6, and Cowboys are 0-4 at home. Boy, anyone else sick and tired of the Jets? You know, Aaron Rodgers telling you that he knows what he's doing and we're going to be okay and we got to get it going. They just look awful. They go out against Arizona, the Cardinals, who have escaped multiple games, barely last second comebacks, and they get destroyed 31-6 by Arizona. Rodgers, 151 passing yards, lost a fumble and was sacked 3 times. Breece Hall, 10 of 52 on the ground. Braylon Allen, 7 of 27. They did nothing. Garrett Wilson, 5 for 41. Davante Adams, 6 for 31. Had a couple drops. He had 13 targets, but only 6 catches for Davante Adams. Breece Hall, 4 for 31. Tyler Conklin, 1 for 8. Just a horrific offensive performance. On the other side, the Jets sacked Kyler Murray once, didn't pick him off, and didn't recover a fumble. Kyler Murray, 266 yards, 1 touchdown through the air, 2 rushing touchdowns on the ground. James Conner, so consistent, only 33 rushing yards, but he got a touchdown. He also had 5 receptions for 80 yards, led the pass catchers. Trey McBride, 4 for 71, had some really athletic moves. Marvin Harrison, 5 for 54, and he did catch the 1 touchdown. A great performance. Trey Benson even looked good on the ground, 10 for 62. Forget it. Cardinals, 31, Jets, 6. Jets are in disarray. Cardinals 6-4, Jets 3-7, and going the wrong way. 1-5 on the road this year for the Jets. 31-6 Arizona. And last one, tonight's game, Lions 26, Houston 23. Jared Goff. This game had 7 interceptions, 5 of them from Jared Goff, but he rallied when he needed to. 240 yards, the 5 picks, but 2 touchdowns, which they needed. 1 to Amara St. Brown, 1 to Sam Laporta. St. Brown 6 for 60. Laporta, 3 for 66 as a leading receiver, but he did get hurt and leave the game. He was questionable, so I have to check his status. Jameson Williams, tough night coming back. He was now eligible after the suspension. 3 for 53, but they were tough catches each and every time he hung in there. Jahmyr Gibbs looks super fast. 17 carries, 71 yards, 2 catches, 37 yards. Just looks so fast on turf. But David Montgomery, solid as well, got the touchdown. Also had 1 reception for 24 yards, which was big. 5 interceptions for Goff, no fumbles lost, and he was not sacked once. So the Texans failed to get pressure on Goff. He was just making turnovers. They had no sacks. Will Anderson didn't play this game. That's why they were able to come back. They were losing 23-7 at one point, scored 19 unanswered points to win the game. For Houston, C.J. Stroud, 232 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. 1 interception was horrific. Tank Dell wide open in the end zone. He underthrew him, and the Detroit safety came over, picked the ball off right in front of him. That was a killer. It was a backbreaker, a real momentum swing for Detroit. Joe Mixon was a workhorse all night, 25 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Caught two passes for 44 yards. John Mechie led the way. Good for him after recovering from cancer a couple years ago. 5 for 74, 1 touchdown. He got his first score since coming back. Dalton Schultz, 3 for 66. Tank Dell, 5 for 39. Not much for Tank Dell, even with Nico Collins, who we thought was going to play, but he was ruled out last second. And, of course, Stephon Diggs out for the year. It could have been a nice win for the Texans, but didn't happen. Lions win 26-23, but the Texans cover. Spread was 3.5. Houston now 4-1 at home, 6-4 overall. Lions a perfect 5-0 away, 8-1 overall in the season. That is going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Mike Randall. I come to you every Sunday. We go through all the games, interesting fantasy takes, things you can think about. Tomorrow, one more game, Miami and the Rams, and then we are headed to Week 11. Incredible how fast it goes. Rate, review the podcast. We always appreciate it. Thank you for joining me. See you next Sunday night. You ready?